Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Bryce Muir. I'm currently incarcerated for a term of 150 months for a drug-related crime. Broadly speaking, I support this legislation because it incentivizes education and addressing deficiencies is a step in the right direction. However, I find issue with the limited scope of this bill. This bill looks to benefit many who already qualify for early release programs, CIP, Minnesota Statute 244.17. In fact, it looks to only additionally affect assaults, second degree through fifth degree, and robbery. Also, the bill is not clear as to whether an incarcerated person can qualify for earned time and participate in CIP, CRP, and work release. And by excluding those incarcerated persons in Section 5, you exclude the portion of the population that MRRA would have the greatest impact on. I can't understand the reasoning that those convicted of these designated crimes pose the greatest public safety threat and therefore should not be incentivized to be enlightened through education and treatment. Instead, leave them to run the inmate population through criminal tactics and violence and then let them out. This is insanity. Minnesota's most dangerous criminals must be encouraged to grow, otherwise they won't. Without broader participation, this system manufactures public safety threats. Additionally, the language in Section 3, Paragraph 2 regarding treatment does not go far enough in its mandate. The current policy within the DOC affords inmates the opportunity to go to treatment in their last 12 months. Someone sentenced to 150 months serves 88 months before they are offered treatment. What do you think the life of an addict looks like suffering from drug addiction for 88 months, living in an environment ruled by the state's most dangerous inmates who have nothing to lose? Think about that. What in the world are we doing? Treatment must be mandated in the earliest stage of a sentence. Mr. Chair, please excuse me for being forward. No one in this committee can deny the logic of what I am saying, and it needs to be addressed in this bill for it to achieve its goal. You cannot continue with this bill without a serious consideration and further investigation of what I have presented. Finally, men and women in my position are expert witnesses and need to be asked to testify. Without that effort, you will fall short. Together, we have the opportunity to create a redemptive culture in Minnesota prisons. Thank you for your time.